Yeah, civil affairs and armies in general have actually been coordinating and facilitating the coming together of Mule leaders. We started from talking to the Mule leaders based in Juba, and for those of us on the ground in Pibo, we also met with the governor, and we brought to them this idea of Mule leaders coming together to talk about their issues. We've started this for some time now, but it materialized about a week ago when we facilitated the coming of the governor, Honorable Ismail, from Pibo to Juba. That was last week, Tuesday. Then from Wednesday till last Friday, we took the four of them, Baba Medan, Honorable David Yahu, Honorable Kennedy, and Honorable Governor Ismail Koyin. We took them to our peace village in Kuron, and we returned on Friday. Okay. This was where they had spoken among themselves.
What were the issues that you have been discussing? Especially what are those issues that they have been discussing, especially in Kuron areas?
For us in armies and civil affairs, we only facilitated. But we hear from things around, and when the four of them came up, among themselves, they said they have realized that each one of them had pulled each other down at a time in history. They started discussing that the issues among them started even during the liberation struggles, when it was like those in Khartoum against those in SPLM. And even when the country got independence, those that were with SPLM and those that were not with the SPLM. And they discussed a number of these issues, even including the tradition and culture, how that has affected the people of Mule. And in all, they all agreed that they want to put all this behind them and move forward as a community, as leaders, and they will support each other.
As facilitators of this program, do you see there are way forwards, or have you seen that it will yield fruit at the end of the time, at the end of the program?
Yes, I strongly believe that there seems to be a positive note on this. First, this is the first time the four of them are talking together. This is what we like. This is also the first time that not only talking together, but they come to realize the challenges of Mule as a community. And they have all promised before three bishops, because the program was actually moderated by South Sudan Council of Churches, in which Bishop Paride Taban, Bishop Isaiah, and another bishop facilitated. And they promised before all of us that they have started to work together. And from feelings we are getting around, calling even the Mule communities in Juba is part of the way forward that they have agreed. And this meeting that you see going on is also a positive sign of peace returning to Mule land and Boma in general.
Apart from this one in Boma, do you have other activities facilitating in the state?
Yes.
Did you mention that?
Yes. After this one, as they have agreed, since we're only supporting, but as they have all agreed, they said after meeting the Juba-based Mule communities, they will move to Pibo and meet also with the stakeholder, the politicians, the intellectuals, the government officials, the traditional chiefs in Pibo. After that level, they will travel to each of the greater counties, Gumruk, Pochala, Boma, Likwangoli, and others, to meet the communities in general, women, youths, and council administration, to tell them that they are together. And they are traveling to each of these locations. They will all travel together. It's not about an individual person, either governor traveling alone. The four of them, with this intellectual we are seeing today, we travel with them to these locations.